And Rennie, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get wrong, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the Peabody, Edwards, and Spears Synthetic Rubber Corporation is all set to start operating. All the officers are waiting for is the go-ahead signal from the chemical laboratory that's testing samples of their synthetic rubber. As we look in on a little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library, Lum carrying something that looks like a hat box. He's just entering.
Tommy, oh, well, howdy, Lum. Did you stop by the post office and see if that letter from that chemical outfit? Well, the land sakes, what you got in the box?
Oh, something.
What is it?
Oh, you'll see. Wait till I get it open here.
Is it a rabbit?
No.
Tommy, that looks like a hat box. See now, what would a feller be carrying around in a hat box?
You never guess it, I'll tell you that.
Let me see. I'll think of something just a minute.
There it is. What do you think of it?
Well, for the land's sake, it's a hat.
Yeah. Just bought it new.
Oh, well.
The last big black hat like this they had in the store, too.
Huh? Well, you ain't gonna wear that, are you, Lon?
Why, sure. All us big government fellas wear black hats, I think.
Government fellas?
Yeah, you know. Abner, I might get to be one of the most important fellas in this country, you can tell.
What are you talking about anyway, Lum? You ain't got no government job, and you know it.
No, not yet I ain't, but I will have since we get our synthetic rubber corporation rolling.
Huh?
You see, I figure the quicker the government discovers that I've solved the rubber situation with this synthetic stuff we're making here, why, they'll more than likely want to find me to some big job.
Huh? Well, what kind of a big job?
Oh, some job like the one they give Mr. Jeffers.
Huh?
Head of the rubber outfit.
Or
maybe they'll put me right in the cabinet. I don't know.
Put you in a cabinet?
Yeah.
Well, what's the matter? Don't they like you?
I'm sure they like me.
Oh, just playing a prank on you, huh?
Why, of course not.
Well, now, I know this, Lum. Don't you let them lock you up in no cupboard, then. Just cause you come from a small town, ain't no sign they can kick you around that way. Doggies, you're liable to smother in there.
And for goodness sake, take up and answer the phone.
Huh?
That was our ring there, I believe.
Just the same, as you, I wouldn't let them put me in. Hello, jot 'em down, store, library, Abner Peabody doing the talking. No cupboard. Huh? Oh, what is it, Dick? It did? Doggies, Lum, the letter from the chemicals outfit just come in.
Oh, well, good. Run over and get it.
Hello, Dick. I'll be right over at it. Huh? Oh, sure, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, send him over right now. Tell him to hurry. Yeah, all right, Dick. Goodbye. Send it there. He'll bring it over, Lum.
Oh, well, good.
You reckon I ought to call up Grandpappy Spears and tell him to get over here and start mixing up the rubber?
Well, let's read the letter first.
We ought to have some mixed up, I believe, Lum.
Here, let me try my hat on, Lum. I want to get your opinions on it.
Yeah, sure. See how you look, I'd love to see that.
I might get me a cane, too. I don't
know. Cane? What's the matter, Jeff? That leg of bothering you again?
Just to be dressed up.
Senators
and people like that wear them. Carry them or whatever you do with them.
You going to run for a senator?
No, no. Now, what do you think of it?
No, that's a little big for you, ain't it, Lon?
No, it ain't big. Just looks that way.
Does, huh?
It's a perfect fit. Besides, it'll more likely shrink, they said.
Well, if I was you, I believe I'd roll up some newspapers and put inside that hat band.
Oh, no, that's small town stuff.
How?
This hat fits me good. I like it this way.
Well, I think it's all right if your ears don't get tired of holding it up.
It ain't resting on my ears.
You ever go to the government wearing that, I wouldn't blame them for hiding you in a cabinet.
Wonderful world.
Oh, well. Well, howdy, Cedric. Did you get the letters?
Yes, Mom. There are two of them here.
Oh.
Both of them for Mr. Lum.
Yeah, well, give us the one from the chemicals out there.
Yeah, that's the one we want to see.
Here it is. You want Lum?
Yeah.
How do you like Lum's new hat, Cedric?
Are you actually going to wear that, Mr. Lum?
Why, sure. All us big government fellas wear hats like this.
It's too big for you, I believe.
Yeah, Lum says he likes it that way,
Cedric. The hat is a perfect fit. Now, keep quiet, both of you, and let me read this report from the chemical engineering outfit.
He gets mad. Yeah, go ahead, read it, Lum.
Mr. Lum Edwards, president of the Edwards Peabody and Steer Synthetic Rubber Corporation of Arkansas. Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
Huh.
Dear sir. Don't start out good, don't
you? Oh, awful nice. I love for letters.
You want me to go out and gather a batch of sweet gum so you can make some more rubber out of it?
Yeah, in a minute, Cedric. Sit down and listen to this letter now. This is good news. Go ahead, Lum.
Dear sir, the samples of your synthetic rubber product, which you submitted to us for examination, have been put through our most thorough and rigid test. And a detailed laboratory report of the results has been prepared. Your product, which has been marked Substance 47BX5 and will be thus designated hereinafter, was found to be a most unusual compound.
Hooray for us!
The report is as follows. Substance 47BX5 contains the elements C4OH3CuSO5CH1. That means that's what's in it, I reckon.
Well, that's wrong, Lon. It's mostly sweet gum that Grandpa puts in it.
Well, this is a chemical way of saying it. Another name for sweet gum.
He could. Well, I never heard it before.
Explain all this to you some other time.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to say sweet gum, though, I can tell
you. Oh, I don't believe I'd ever learn that word there, whatever you said it was.
Let's see. I don't know how to pronounce words with figures in it.
I never do, neither. That's a new one on me.
Commercial possibilities. That's what we want to know.
Yeah.
Substance 47BX5, when combined with PT6 and H3CU and ZR2 produces a fairly resilient CH2, OC1, and CU3. But this would entail the use of materials now unavailable, and therefore we advise against this. Well, I didn't want to do that no way.
I didn't want to do what, Lum?
What it said there.
Oh, well. No, I wouldn't want to do that either. I don't think, no.
Substance 47BX5, when combined with W4HC1ZU7, produces a inferior but usable grade of road tar.
Road tar? I thought we was making rubber.
That's what I thought. However, its high cost of production makes it entirely impractical. As for synthetic rubber... Oh, here we are.
As for
synthetic rubber possibilities, Substance 47BX5 possesses none of the properties of rubber in any degree of effectiveness. Abandon this idea completely. Substance 47BX5 seems to be a sort of synthetic sweet gum.
Sweet gum? Why, that's what we started out with. We're winding up right where we started.
But inasmuch as there is no particular demand for sweet gum, we regret to state that your product is practically worthless.
Worthless? Oh, my goodness.
P.S. Wait a minute. We are enclosing a bill of $21 for our services.
What are you fellas saying for?
Be quiet, Cedric.
Cedric, would you like a black hat?
Yes, Mom.
Now, wait a minute now, Lum. You ain't going to give away that new hat, are you?
I won't have no use for it. Besides, that thing's way yonder too big for me.
Well, you can pad out the hat band there where it'll fit you. I told you that a while ago.
No, my old hat's good enough for a fella like me. I ain't going nowhere.
Huh?
Here, take it, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Much obliged, Mr. Lum. Boy.
Well, take your cap off before you try the hat on, Cedric.
Oh, well, yeah, I thought it was too little.
Huh?
Say, what do you want me to do with this other letter, Mr. Lum?
Oh, just lay it down. I'll look at it later.
You want me to read it for you, Lum?
I don't care what you do.
Here, sir, this. I'll take it.
How do I look, Mr. Abner?
Oh, you look wonderful, sir. It looks fine.
Boy. Yeah. Show this to Clarabelle.
Read this now. Be quiet, Cedric. Dear Mr. Edwards, this is to old Fisher Alley. Notify you that you have been appointed co-chairman of the Pine Ridge Wharf Aid and Staff.
I know this, won't you hear that? You've been appointed to something here, Long.
Wait a minute. Whereabouts is that from?
The Treasury Department.
Treasury Department?
Yeah, yeah, look at that.
Give me that.
Yeah, yeah, take it, take it.
Yeah. The Arkansas War Saving Staff feels it is most fortunate in securing the services of one of Pine Ridge's outstanding citizens.
Oh, I thought they was calling on you.
And a man with the qualities and capabilities to direct the war bond program in your community.
Well, I've sworn to you.
Why, yeah, hooray for you.
Cedric, what are you doing with my hat on?
Well,
hurry up. Give me that hat. I got to go out here and tell this to Dick Huddleston. Hand it here, Cedric. Yeah, that's it.
Well, are you going to wear the hat after all along?
Why, sure. All us big giverman fellas wear hats like this.
I'll
see you fellas later.
Yeah, yeah.
I do know. My doggy. Cedric, look at that hat there.
Mom?
Is it my imagination, or does that thing actually fit his head now?